Nowhere is the Volga River more hallowed than in the city named after it, Volgograd. In Soviet times, it was called Stalingrad. And that's where we're going today, as we explore Russia with a journey down the Volga River.
One of World War II's bloodiest battles took place in that city. Hitler's army fought to reach the Volga River and the access it provided to energy resources. 2 million people died. The Soviets won, and the battle changed the course of the war. As NPR's Anne Garrels reports, all these years later, the Battle of Stalingrad remains an enduring symbol.
Passengers aboard the cruise ship grow silent as the river makes a huge bend towards Volgograd. They stare at the massive statue of the motherland looming over them. As if to defy all who might attack this country, her hand wields a huge sword. Some passengers quietly wipe away tears. Decades have passed. This city has long since risen from the ashes. Its center is monumental, full of post-war neoclassical facades so beloved by Stalin. Poorly constructed apartments from the 60s and 70s fan out for miles along the riverbank. The promenade sparkles with expensive new buildings. But it's the vast memorial site with its honor guard on the hard-fought high ground which still dominates and haunts. Once it celebrated a Soviet victory, now it belongs to Russia. For this group of Russian tourists, the guide's words are unnecessary.
The feeling of patriotism remains because the city suffered so much. This is a hero city where every piece of land is soaked in blood.
Tamara Kolbasina was a 10-year-old living here when the Germans attacked.
There was a decision not to evacuate the city because it would sow panic. It would show the Germans we were afraid. We were told the Germans would never reach the city.
But on August 19, 1942, a beautiful summer's day, the Nazi bombing campaign began.
I had gone for bread. I thought the war was far from us. Suddenly, there were planes overhead, masses of them.
The city exploded. The Volga became a ribbon of fire. For the next 168 days, Tamara lived in open trenches, freezing, starving, and terrified. Her best friend was killed next to her. German troops entered the city. The outnumbered Soviet forces were only able to hold a tiny sliver along the Volga River. Stalin issued an order: anyone thought to be retreating or deserting be immediately shot. As a young lieutenant, Gamlat Dalakyan was among those sent to defend Stalingrad.
There was no food. We had no boots. We slept as we walked. The Germans attacked our rear, and 42 of my 45 men were killed. How we managed to surround the city, I don't know.
Now 90, and one of the last living survivors, Dalakyan recalls how close the opposing forces were.
We would smoke, and they could see our smoke. That's how close they were.
90-year-old Konstantin Melikov remembers how ill-equipped his unit was. Somehow it held on until the Soviets managed miraculously to build up their air force. Melikov was there when the German troops finally surrendered.
They threw their weapons on the ground. My job was to collect the best of them for the fighting still to come. Then we collected the dead bodies from both sides.
1 million Soviet citizens and soldiers were dead. 91,000 Germans were taken prisoner. Many were forced to help rebuild the leveled city. For these Russians, it was unquestionably a great victory. They still proudly wear their medals. But they're not proud of what came before, Stalin's terror, and what came after. Tamara's father was declared missing in action. After the German defeat, her family lived in an earthen dugout reinforced with clay and straw. They stayed there for 14 years. Her sister survived typhus. Her mother, weakened by malaria, died young. Nonetheless, Tamara got an education and became a loyal member of the Communist Party. But 4 years ago, Tamara got a call from the security services, the heir to the KGB. Her father was not missing in action, as she had thought, but one of Stalin's victims.
He was overheard complimenting German technology. For this, he was sentenced to 10 years. But there are no prison records. We can only assume he was shot.
She says she has lost her faith.
Why were so many innocent people like my father killed? And now, everything we built is in private hands, in the hands of millionaires, billionaires.
Dalokyan's family, too, became Stalin's victims. Nonetheless, Dalokyan still believes Stalin was a good wartime commander.
I cannot forgive Stalin's brutal repressions, but this city should still bear his name. It was the Battle of Stalingrad, not Volgograd.
He wrestles with the current state of Russia.
Why can the Germans we defeated live 40 times better than us? When this is such a rich country, why do we live worse?
Konstantin Melikov became a doctor. Now nearly blind from wounds he received, he too isn't happy with today's Russia. Terrible things are happening, he says. Then and now. Ann Garrels, NPR News.
You're listening to NPR.